Hey everyone, thanks for coming out to the Ogilvy Day Stage, day two. Glad to see a packed house for our next speaker, Dave Kirpin, author of Likeable Social Media, which is a New York Times bestseller. Dave's joining us from New York, where he lives with his wife and two daughters. His talk today will be about using social media the right way in order to grow your brand, and of course, how to be likable. The hashtag for this was wrong in the book. It's actually hashtag likable, L-I-K-E-A-B-L-E. Please welcome Dave.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, South By. For the first time ever, I'm so excited to join you guys today. I made this deck in 4 minutes. I'm not a big fan of decks, but I saw the last guy spoke, had a deck up, so I decided to make one for you guys. So we'll see how it goes. I switched the hashtag to likable. It was listed as 10 days in your programs. Not sure why. I'm not talking about anything that has anything to do with 10 days. So please use the hashtag likable, and we will have a grand prize at the end for one person that is using the hashtag likable, so feel free to tweet it up throughout. Responsiveness, which I'll be talking about a little bit, is one of my personal core values. I do respond to every single tweet I get, every single email I get, etc. So if you have a question that is not answered today, tweet me now. Or any time. Actually, I did a webinar last week on social media, and I said at the end of the webinar that if anyone has any questions, they can tweet me, like, not just like right away, but for the rest of their lives. And little did I know that the New York Times, Jen Preston, was actually in the webinar, and then of course she wrote an article in the Times about that. So I have a lot of tweets to respond to now, but that's totally cool. If you want a faster response, you can tweet my company at Likeable Media or my book team at Likeable Book. So my book talks about 18 ways to be more likable. We're going to focus on 7 because we only have 20 minutes. The first is listening. You know, listening has always been 50% of good communication, as anyone who's ever dated knows. But for the first time ever, social media allows organizations of all sizes to listen way more than they ever could before. And you don't need to just listen. You can actually use all the data that you're listening to, use everything that you're listening to, and make it actionable. So I want to start with the story that I tell at the beginning of my book, and it's also the story that I tell all senior executives that I meet that don't yet get social media and don't yet get especially Twitter. Now, I know all you guys is a South By crowd, but so you guys all totally understand Twitter. But how many of you guys know at least one senior executive that doesn't totally understand Twitter? Wow. Cool. So this is the story I tell them, and maybe you can share this one on the ROI. About a year and a half ago, I was staying in Vegas at the then trendiest hotel on the Strip, the Aria. I had just taken a flight about 5.5 hours from New York. I was totally exhausted and tired and frustrated, and I ended up waiting online at the Aria for over 45 minutes. So, of course, I did what any social media nerd would do. I tweeted, waiting online over 45 minutes at the Aria, not worth it, pound fail. Now, the Aria wasn't listening to my tweets, and the Aria didn't respond, but the Rio down the street was listening to my tweets or tweets about other casinos, and the Rio responded. Now, at this point in the story, every time I tell it, senior executives get super excited, right? And they think something like this: wow, what did the Rio say? Come on over, we'll take great care of you, right? We've got a room with your name on it, Dave. They didn't say that. Had they said that, I would have thought two things. First, it's sort of creepy that they're stalking me this closely. And second, why is it wide open at the Rio when it's jam-packed and happening at the Aria? What the Rio tweeted back to me was the following: sorry you're having a bad experience, Dave. Hope the rest of your time in Vegas goes well. Sorry you're having a bad experience, Dave. Hope the rest of your time in Vegas goes well. Well, guess where I stayed the next time I went to Vegas? So they earned a $600 sale from that tweet, but the story gets better because I liked the Rio on Facebook, And I got a message from a friend on Facebook a couple months later that said, "Hey, Dave, saw you like the Rio. I'm having a family reunion. Do you recommend them?" And I said, "Well, not the newest hotel on the Strip. Maybe not the nicest hotel on the Strip. But I'll tell you one thing. They listen, and they have great customer service." And she booked 20 people to stay at the Rio. So now we're talking about thousands of dollars that were generated just from the Rio listening and then making that data actionable. So responsiveness is no longer a choice. It used to be that if companies wanted to treat customers poorly, keep them on hold for 45 minutes, make them wait in really long lines to or bump them from flights, right? There's all sorts of industries that have traditionally been very unlikable. Well, customers didn't have much of a choice, but now we do, right? Many of you guys are marketers. How many of you guys are marketers? The vast majority. But I promise you that all of you are consumers. We're all consumers. And the cool thing is social media has made it possible for all of us to have a voice now. So when you have a problem with a company, you can share it publicly on Twitter or Facebook. Now, this is a really cool thing for consumers. It's awesome. But it's a challenge for marketers and communicators with businesses because it means that they've got to be able to put the resources together to respond. The cool thing is when you respond, you're not just helping that one customer. You're telling the world that's watching that you care, that you're the kind of brand that cares. Right? I used to say there's a fine line between customer service and marketing online. Now, I really, truly believe there is no line between customer service and marketing. Customer service is marketing. Let's take a look at an example from one of our clients. Taylor Graziano writes, "Pancake pockets are the worst things I've ever tried. They made me throw up of their strawberry disgust." And Entimis responds right away, "Hey, Taylor, thank you for your feedback. Did you heat them or eat them at room temperature? We're really sorry that you had a bad experience." "It's okay. Everything else is great." Thanks so much. Here's my personal favorite from a company you guys have probably heard of from our client on the Verizon Facebook page. "Hey, Verizon, why won't you give me my money back? I signed up for your Verizon bundle pack, and I'm paying $300 a month, and my service is supposed to cost about $120. We call you every month, and the problem is never fixed. Funny thing is, I know of about 10 other people you're doing this to, telling them one price and billing them another and not refunding money when you admit you were wrong. You guys suck, and a lawsuit may be in your near future. Have a great day, you bunch of crooks." Now, there are certain senior executives out there, maybe even a few here, that might be tempted to delete such a comment or to somehow bury such a comment. We think responsiveness is not a choice. Respond to everyone. So we had Verizon respond. "I'm sorry, Ray. We've sent you a private message in order to fix your problem." Now, Facebook actually since then has made private messages a lot easier. And then, of course, you've got to actually fix the problem, right? So they did. And then the same person on the same Verizon Facebook page a couple days later posted, "I want to thank fans of Fios for fixing my billing problem. Devin was awesome, and I would like to thank her for her help. Had a regional manager call us today and went over the bill, corrected our bill. Thank you. And for the record, I love the Fios service, and the extreme internet package makes me jump up and down everything I download or play a game. Thank you, Verizon Fios. No more crook casts for us." The same person? It's amazing what a little responsiveness can do. And again, this is not just Verizon helping Ray. This is Verizon showing the hundreds of thousands of people on their Facebook page that they're the kind of company that cares enough to help Ray. Provide value. Give it away for free. Give a lot away. I tell my clients, 5% off is not value. 5% off is marketing. 50% off is value. 100% off is gaining loyal lifetime fans. What can you give away to really endear your prospects and your customers to you? In professional services, you can create lots of great content, right? Blog articles, webinars, white papers, etc. Likeable, as a social media firm, creates a lot of content. We have a daily blog. We've probably posted on Facebook or Twitter and LinkedIn a total of 10,000 times. And we've probably shared promotional content 10 to 20 times out of 10,000. So what's the rest? It's all value-driven. So value-driven that I've now had, and at last time I spoke, I said two, but here at South by yesterday, I got a third person that said this, so this is sort of cool. Not one, not two, but three people walk up to me and say at conferences, you know, Dave, we love all the amazing content that you guys share. Thank you so much. That content has been so valuable that actually I've started my own social media agency thanks to everything I've learned from you. So we're actually not only helping competitors, but we're inspiring new ones. But you know what? For those three people and for all the people that have done it without telling us, we have gotten countless inbound leads. We get inbound leads every week from folks that already know, like, and trust us and already want to do business with us because of all of the value that we've created for them. I got a phone call just a couple weeks ago from a major brand that said, you know, Dave, we've been following you for 6 months. We're a pretty big brand, so we have to do an RFP, but we have $250,000 and it's yours. So we didn't do a thing for that sale, and yet we did a lot of work, right? We worked day in and day out to create value that led to that sort of inbound lead opportunity. In the product space, you can give free product away. You can do deep discounts. Extra Gum gave away 100,000 packs of gum to the first 100,000 people to like them on Facebook. I mean, that's sort of crazy and costly, but did they gain loyal Extra Gum fans for life? You guys from Extra? Yeah? Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. Good work. Share stories. I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about this with Facebook's recent timeline changes. Social media has always been the best place to share stories, and now Facebook's new timeline makes it even better. It used to be for brands to tell stories, they had to do a 30-second spot, right, on radio or TV. Super costly, super time-consuming, and hit or miss. Now you can share a story with every Facebook update, with every tweet. You know, you can fill your timeline with stories. Stories about how you were founded. Stories about interesting customers. Stories about employees that have overcome obstacles. Stories about communities that you're active with and charities that you're active with. Here's my story in 30 seconds. My wife and I both had a marketing background, so when we decided to get married, we put together a promotion with a minor league baseball team, and we sold all the inventory from the game to pay for our wedding. 1-800-Flowers sponsored our flowers, David's Bridal sponsored our bridesmaids' gowns, Intamin sponsored our desserts, Smirnoff sponsored our alcohol. We raised $100,000 for the wedding of our dreams, $20,000 for charity. I got married to the love of my life, which was awesome, but it ended up being a pretty awesome promotion. We earned $20 million in earned media, CBS, New York Times, ABC, World News Tonight, CNBC. After the wedding, our vendor said, this was totally awesome. What are you guys doing next? We couldn't get married again, so we started a company. So that's a story I told you with one picture and 30 seconds of text. A lot cheaper than a radio spot or a TV spot or a billboard. What's your story? The only thing better than sharing stories in social media is inspiring your customers to share stories about you. How can you tap into the people that like you the most and the people that are willing to talk to their friends about you? This is the I Love Mary at McDonald's in Chandler, Arizona Facebook page. I think it's pretty cool that there are 1,400 members of this page from a global multi-billion dollar organization that spends a lot in advertising. I think this is, you know, pretty darn valuable. The cooler thing than the 1,400 members is some of the comments. I haven't seen Mary lately. Where has she been? Happy People Day, Mary. We love you in the Rocky Mountain region. And my personal favorite, Mary is the best. This is the picture of us at my 40th birthday party on Saturday night. I don't know about you, but I want to go to Chandler, Arizona just to meet Mary. Right? And how much more valuable is this than all the TV advertising that McDonald's does? So how can you find your Mary? And I guess more important, how can you find your Dallin Lucas Bach? How can you find your customers that are willing to share their stories about your Mary? Target smarter. It was actually at South By 3 years ago that I was talking with my friend Leslie of Jess3, awesome social design firm. And we were talking about Facebook's ad targeting platform and how much we enjoyed it. And I was talking about how awesome it was that you could target by things like job titles and companies. And she said, have you tried nano-targeting? And I started talking to her about nano-targeting. And I rushed back to the hotel room, and I took out an ad targeting 34-year-old female married employees of likable media that live in New York. The ad said, I love you, Carrie. Be home from Texas soon. And she's seriously the only person in the world that saw that ad. You know, there's a line from the Social Network. How many of you guys have seen the movie The Social Network? Pretty much everyone? Yes? Yes? Thank you so much. The line of The Social Network, you know what's cooler than $1 million? $1 billion. I like the reverse line when thinking about Facebook targeting and Twitter targeting and social media targeting. You know what's cooler than reaching 850 million people on Facebook? Reaching the 850 that you care about most. Or 8,500 or 85,000, right? Depending on the size of your brand. The Cokes and Pepsis of the world can reach 850 million people. You guys can reach the 8 or 85 or 850 that makes sense for your true target audience. And the last for today is consistently deliver excitement, surprise, and delight. It's always been a great tenet of business to surprise and delight customers. The difference in social media when you surprise and delight customers is that the world is watching. It's not just a one-on-one interaction anymore. So when our Uno Chicago Grill client saw that somebody had posted on the page that she's really excited to have her birthday party at Uno next week, she clicked on the person's profile and saw that they live in California. She knew there was only one Uno's location in California. So she called the location and said, hey, looks like these folks are getting together for a birthday party this Saturday night. When those people arrived at Uno, they treated them with cake and a song at the door. They made 6 videos on Facebook documenting how amazing and exciting that was. When Cumberland Farms, how many of you guys know Cumberland Farms, my New Englanders out there? When Cumberland Farms had a product called Chill Zone, it's like a Slurpee, it's a frozen beverage that teens love. They started a Facebook page for it. They got 30,000 fans super quickly, organically. So we said to all the fans, if you guys can get to 50,000 fans in 3 weeks, we're going to give you all a free Chill Zone. Now, it's a 79-cent product. So we figured, drive people into the stores, give them a free Chill Zone, they'll buy other stuff. Well, the 30,000 people on the Chill Zone fan page shared the page a lot. They got to 40,000, then 50,000, then 75,000, then 100,000 fans. And then we gave them a free Chill Zone. And a lot of people showed up. They saw a 50% incremental sales lift from the previous year, from a promotion that was done only on Facebook. Nice little surprise. So the book's got 18. I gave you 7. To me, the four most important things to remember when doing social media marketing, the basics, if you will, are to listen, to be transparent, to respond to everyone, and to just be likable. All right, I am just about out of time. So no time for questions, but I'm going to be signing books. Can I answer questions or no? Two questions. Awesome. So two questions, and while we take two questions, we are going to do a grand prize. Anyone that tweets using the hashtag likable, any feedback about this presentation, will enter to win a book and the ultimate prize, your very own giant orange thumb. The prize pack is valued at over $20. And it could be yours if you give me any feedback. If you think I'm a total idiot or if you got some value out of this, we won't discriminate. Please tweet using the hashtag likable. Two questions. Yes, sir. Great question. So the question was, how do you give away and not just for the sake of giving away, but actually driving value to the right people, right? So don't give away an iPad if you're not Apple. Like, don't give away things that, you have to give away things that make sense for your target audience. So for us, we give away social media marketing information to brands. It's all about thinking about who your audience is and what they would find valuable and making sure that what you give away is valuable to them and maybe not so valuable to people that aren't in your audience. We have to get the customers first. So I would argue that, you know, getting something free, it all depends on, again, if you're a product company, service, et cetera, but you've got to somehow get people talking about you first. So that's where the value comes in. One more question. Yes, sir. Well, I'm pretty biased, but I will tell you that not a lot of people are leaving Facebook. It's still growing every day. And the data, the ad platform for one thing, and other data, I mean, it's still growing. And even if Facebook slows, I mean, Facebook growth is slowing, right? But people are still using social media and social networks. Social media isn't going anywhere. So it's just a matter of figuring out how to apply the strategies and tactics to the social media platforms where people are spending their time. All right, so I think my internet is down, sadly. So we have someone from the likable team here, hopefully. Yes, awesome. Any of you guys have internet? Okay, awesome. Can you pick the fifth person from the top on the tweet chat with using hashtag likable, and we'll give them the grand prize. Very exciting. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. You guys rock. You're a great crowd. Give yourselves a round of applause.